Real hell, that's how the aftermath of Russia's attack on a children's hospital in Kyiv has been described by the hospital's director. Vladimir Zoivnir yesterday told the UN Security Council that children and adults screamed in fear, wounded from pain following the attack on Monday, which left two people dead and more than 300 injured. It comes as NATO members pledge additional military support for Ukraine at the summit in Washington, D.C. Well, we're joined now by UNICEF representative to Ukraine, Munir Mamazadeh. Thanks for joining us, Munir. I understand you have visited the site of the hospital after the attack. Describe the scenes there.
Thank you. Thank you. This is exactly what we did within the first hour. I think we arrived there almost at the same time when emergency services were around. And I witnessed what you just referred to. While we were in the hospital, we could hear another explosion and had to run to the shelter. And these scenes were horrible, actually. We were devastated by seeing children that are undergoing through serious treatment and in such condition to be forced to move all the time because of the situation, seeing all this, seeing blood around and seeing kids crying and parents really stressed was something beyond imagination. So what we have seen, as you already know, the Ahmadid Hospital is the largest medical center for children in the country. So therefore, you would have all children that have most complex issues, health conditions, treated there. So at the moment attack happened, there were 627 children at the hospital. And yesterday, I also visited it again, third time, and managed to visit some of the kids in hospitals that children are evacuated. By now, close to 100 children were transported from Ahmadid to other medical facilities in the Kyiv, but 68 children remain for treatment in the same area, although 70% of the hospital was damaged.
Well, as you say, they're very distressing scenes, and some of the children needing treatment have been moved. But that is the biggest hospital, children's hospital in Ukraine. What does it mean longer term?
Longer term, it means that country will need to look at different alternatives and arrangements. There are already discussions of potential evacuation of some children that require urgent and quality treatment, because it will take some time to, of course, rehabilitate those premises and have this hospital back in normal kind of condition. Yesterday, we were looking at and assessing what is the damage. As I mentioned, 70% of the area is damaged. So government has made immediate allocation for rehabilitation of premises. There was an incredible mobilization of people in Ukraine. The level of solidarity and resilience is amazing. Another thing to praise and actually witness. So it will take some time. Today we will be expecting detailed reports on what are the needs and how fast hospital can resume. When I was speaking to a mother of a four-year girl yesterday in one of the hospitals that children were relocated, she was telling that we want to be back to that hospital because there we were getting quality care. We have benefited from professional support and treatment. So we really want to be back there. So we will closely observe and see what are the needs. We already offered, as UNICEF, our immediate support. We were there actually to provide some basic essential supplies immediately with water, drinking water, with hygiene kits, with some other required interagency health kits or first aid kits or solar lamps, because only today they will try to rehabilitate energy system for the hospital so that they can start already looking into possibility of offering some services.
Well, thank you so much for updating us this morning, Munir. That is Munir Mamazadeh. He is the UNICEF representative to Ukraine.